Right, and
I'm guessing there's probably around 1,000 or more citizens now.
Yes, sir.
And I know they work and spend money throughout the county, so.
Correct. We come to Fat Daddy's every night.
I don't represent Forsyth.
Oh, you don't? But boy, well.
See, that's the first thing you need to learn. Know who you're talking to.
Okay, sorry, sir.
You said
wherever you're
we go to the landing all the time.
You know, we do, actually.
Let me jump in on that.
Okay.
Let me jump in on that.
Okay.
We are all one county.
Yeah, I know.
We're all one county.
No,
and,
so.
We're just joking.
I know you are. I know you are, but you know me. I've got to, that's been my statement all along, and it is, on anything you want to present, or we work to do what's best for the county, and I know you feel that way, too, and I do appreciate, remark on that. I agree with that.
If there's a way within the next 10 years, if we have a plan for Rockaway Beach to regain some of its, we've got a thing called Main Street going on, which if you're not familiar with that, again, that's helped driving some of the things. We do nearly every week Rex comes and says so-and-so is checking into this particular property, and we'll never get back to where we were because we're not a beach any longer. There's a lot of promise. It's a beautiful place, and some of you probably have very fond memories of those years. I had never been here. The only thing I'd ever heard of Rockaway Beach was a casino might go in. I was in Centralia, Missouri for 27 years, and we voted about that up there. I didn't know what Rockaway Beach was. But beautiful place, and again, any consideration that you all can give, we would appreciate.
Well, I'm glad to see you got the aeration going on down at the lake.
Right. We have to clean it from turtles every now and then. Those of you that don't know what he's talking about, it's the...
I do.
Whatever those are. Fountains, that's it, fountains.
You've made a commitment.
Twice that, me personally.
I did too. But do you need that in the...
Just as a contingency, I'm assuming that if we receive the grant, in other words, it would be contingent upon the receiving the grant. Having said that,
think for us to actually make a motion, we probably need to see... When do the grant...
It's actually due, I believe, in April.
Okay.
We have to have it.
I think I would like to see is... these are the roads we've identified. This is what we project the spending is going to be.
Okay.
And that way we're not just doing a blanket. I'd like to be able to make a motion pretty much stating, contingent upon CDB, receiving CDBG grant for such and such roads, match up to $25,000, something along those lines. That way we've got a little bit more information to kind of,
all right,
to go off of.
Very good. I think that's reasonable.
And by making that statement in that manner, it's showing that you guys are doing the work and putting up front this project, and it's only based upon that work and effort that you're putting, and then it'd be for those to improve the lives of all those citizens that's in there.
Thank you.
Because again, you know they're traveling, they're getting to work, they're using. That's
fine. They're working in Branson or in
Or Forsyth.
They could be.
They're mostly working in land.
A lot of them probably down there in Hollister and Ridgedale, too, don't forget.
Of course. Yes, sir.
It's nice to have a good sense of humor while you're trying to do work, too.
We know, again, just on a smaller scale, what you all are going through. We have to do the same thing, just differently. And so we appreciate the process.
Well, fortunately, this is one of those funds that doesn't have its own tax, that we can provide the services that we need to provide. So,
thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you
all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, guys.
Board appointments, planning and zoning. I have an application from Mr. George Kramer.
Oh my goodness.
Big Creek for 4 years.
And that's the only application that we have, and that's the opening we... George has been serving for a number of years, and
Correct.
He's agreed to continue.
Yes. Yep.
Move to appoint George Kramer to the Planning and Zoning Board from 1-1 of 2020 to 12-31 of 2023.
Correct.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. And then just a reminder that we have our Oliver Township that's still open.
Where's that exactly?
That's the very southwest corner of the county. So Ridgedale, all the way up Foggy River, the railroad tracks to the east, and of course the county line and the state line to the south and the west.
I think we don't have anybody?
No, we don't have any applications. We did get a bunch of applications, sorry.
No townships.
No, we're put on them, so.
We've had a difficult getting from Oliver Township.
Who was
we need
the former Oliver? Was that
Rick Caudill? Rick Caudill. He moved out of that location.
So I was thinking, for whatever reason, I was thinking he was replaced in that township, but I guess not.
Not yet. So, just a reminder.
Yeah. We need someone from Oliver Township for not only the PNZ, but also the Cheney County Advisory Board. Cheney County Transportation Advisory Board. Mm-hmm. Oliver Township.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Board appointments. Park Board, I have no application.
We appointed last week Jerry Adam, and was there still an opening?
The two that was on there, they renewed. It was Jerry Adams and... But there's three. They cannot have meeting. They don't have a quorum now. They need three.
Well, even with the two...
They had a death.
Was it Jack Harrison that we appointed?
Jack's been appointed, yes.
It was Jack and then Jerry.
Okay.
So we had one more opening there?
Two more. We have the one from, those aren't the townships and everything, but Steve Adams didn't reapply. Brenda Howe passed away.
Right.
Seems like there was another one. But anyway, we need...
We still have an opening.
Yeah, they do not have enough for a quorum right now.
They do not?
Do not, is what I was told. Devin, is that the way you remember the board?
What?
The park board does not have enough for a quorum right now to have a meeting.
You got Clint?
I haven't been Jack? In the last couple...
Clint and Jack. Oh, I know. Dixon. Jerry. Dixon hasn't been replaced.
Chet Dixon?
Yes.
Is it a five-member board?
Clint Hilliard, Jerry Adams, Colin Tate, and Jack Harrison.
It's a five-member board, isn't there? Or six-member? We should have a quorum. There should be enough.
What we just appointed gave them enough.
We appointed
last week
right.
gave them enough. They, well, no.
We need to look into it.
Those four generally show up.
We need to look into it, and we don't have any applications right now for it. That's pretty much the. So we need applicants for the park board.
Board appointments for Industrial Development Authority, the IDA.
The two members that are on there have expressed desire to continue. It's a 6-year appointment, and they meet, I think, once a year or as needed.
The IDA, I think, meets quarterly. I think it's the EEZ that meets.
The IDA?
The IDA meets, I'm pretty sure, IDA meets quarterly, and then the EEZ meets yearly, unless it comes up for a specific request, I think.
My memory might be wrong, but I thought when I spoke to Cy, I...
Well, we got three applicants.
Move to appoint Gerald Osborne and Cyrus Murray to the IDA board you say it's a 6-year term?
Yes.
For a 6-year term?
December 31st, 2025, is that right?
Starting 1-1 of 20 through 12-31 of 2025.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments for the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, the EEZ.
I move to go ahead.
I have two applicants.
Move to appoint Kim Cross, C-R-O-U-S-E, from the present through December 31st, 2024.
So it's a five-year?
5 years.
Second. Mm-hmm.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to appoint Howard Kitchen from the present through December 31st, 2024.
Are there two openings, I guess?
Yes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is he currently on the board?
No.
Who's Stephon? I really don't know.
Bid award recommendations for concrete deck waybridge, number 201912-437.
Which was requested by our Roden Bridge Administrator, Devin Huck. Bids were open on December 31st, 2019. We received two bids at that point. Precision Scale and Controls came in at $84,633.95. And United Scale Service at $112,665.15.
Do you have a recommendation?
Yes, it would be for Precision Scale and Control, Incorporated out of St. Louis, Missouri, for $84,633.95.
Is that who did the other side?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
Move to award bid number 201912-437 to Precision Scale and Controls Incorporated out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was that? Oh, no.
Amendment to the Taney County Purchasing Policy, number 19-119P for purchasing.
I believe that'll be tabled. It's not quite ready right now. Isn't that right? Huh? Well, then I haven't looked at the revise because I was told it was going to be tabled.
If you
have a copy of it then?
The current current one.